Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris. And you know, I've had several requests for this, and so many people are going through physical ailments in their life and going through struggles with their physical body. And I just want to read and take this time today for you to keep this podcast with you and listen to it over and over and over. But I want to read you some scriptures on healing today. In Exodus 15:26, and he said, "If you would diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Exodus 23:25. "So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless you with bread and water, and I will take away sickness from the midst of you." Deuteronomy 7:15. "And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate him." Deuteronomy 28:1-2. "Now it shall come to pass, if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, and observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, and the Lord your God will set you up high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." Deuteronomy 30:19. "I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." Joshua 21:45. "Not a word fall of any good thing which the Lord hath spoken to the house of Israel, all came to pass." 1 Kings 8:56. "Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all of his good promise, which he promised through his servant Moses." Psalms 89:34. "My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that is gone out of my mouth." Psalms 91:10-11. "No evil shall befall thee, nor any plague shall come near your dwelling, for he giveth his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways." Psalms 91:15-16. "And he shall call upon me, and I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and I'll show him my salvation." Psalms 103:37. "He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes." Psalms 107:20. "He sent his word, and he healed them, and delivered them from all their destruction." Psalms 118:17. "I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord." Proverbs 3:5-8. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." Proverbs 4:20-22. "My son, give attention to my word. Incline thy ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of the heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." Isaiah 41:10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Psalms 41:13. "For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." Isaiah 43:25-26. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted." Isaiah 53:5. "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Jeremiah 1:12. "Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word." Jeremiah 30:17. "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her." Hosea 4:6. "My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you've rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." Joel 3:10. "Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong." Nahum 1:9. "What do you conspire against the Lord? He will make an utter end of it. Affliction will not rise up a second time." Matthew 8:2-3. "Behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I'm willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy was cleansed." Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and He bore our sicknesses. Matthew 18:18-20, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on anything concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them. Matthew 21:21-22. So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, let it be done. Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive it. Mark 11:22-24. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you'll have them. Mark 16:17-18. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name they'll cast out demons, they'll speak with new tongues, they'll take up the serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. These are some healing scriptures. Grab these things. Grab these words and let them just soak into your spirit. Take this thing and listen to it every day. Now, there's several others in there, but that's about a 7-minute detour there. A 7 minutes of healing scripture that you can quote on a daily basis. Get this in your spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to use this in your life to bring the manifestation and the revelation of Jesus Christ, because He's a healer, and that's the beauty of grace.